My name is Adriana Tassini, and I am the head of the Certified Translation Professional Program. This is an online training program for translators, and as part of running this program, we have interviewed many translation experts, so we can offer MP3 audio recording of these interviews to the participants within our certification program. So today we are interviewing here Paulo Rodrigues da Silva, who is an expert in translation. And
okay, Paulo Eduardo, I prefer, huh?
Paulo Eduardo, all right.
Yes.
So let me do this again. So today we are interviewing here Paulo Eduardo, who is an expert in translation. And with that, let's get started with the interview.
Okay.
All right, Paulo. So thank you for taking the time to complete this phone interview with us.
Thank you for calling.
No problem. And can you tell us how many years of experience do you have working as a translator?
Well, I have been working as a straight translator for over 7 years, 8 years actually.
Right.
But in my life, I have been a trader, always, an international trader. So just over there, I have been translating several catalogs and technical specifications, because I used to be a trader from Brazil and to Brazil.
Oh, wow.
So these translations and these interpretations had to be done because... So as a translator, 8 years, but only in my life, 32 years
of
experience in translating.
That's great.
And interpreting.
And do you have any formal education or background in the field of translation?
No, I don't. I am an economist. I am an international trader, and I have a business administration, but I'm undergoing the CTP translation program right now. Because of that, to obtain my certification in translation.
That's great. And can you tell us what are the day-to-day responsibilities of this translation job?
Opa, aside from translating, no? Well, first, aside from translating, you have to study a lot because you have to be very much or pretty involved with the subject I translate.
Right.
So, that's number one, always, being updated with everything.
Right.
Then, contacting eventual prospects for customers.
Right.
And undergoing tests for several agencies. But basically, it's administrating what you have and what you do. It's administrating the customers you have. Forwarding some translations to some colleagues and receiving them back and administrating and sending them. It's a lot of work. It doesn't seem so, but it is a lot of work.
Yeah, we can tell that. And how many languages can you translate into? It's only Portuguese into English, or you also
and
work
Spanish.
With other languages? And Spanish
and
as
Spanish.
Well? Okay, that's great. What are some of the skills and abilities necessary for someone to succeed in this job? Besides what you already told us, is there anything else that you can share with us?
Well, aside from the knowledge, the huge knowledge of the languages, but
right.
Be aware of the culture differences.
That's right.
Because being able to interpret is not only to know the language, but know the culture that you're talking about. Being the Latin American countries or European countries, you have to know their values and symbolism and the original source.
Right.
So you have to be sensitive enough to understand the ideas that are suggested in the original.
Right.
Because word for word, you have machine translating.
Right. So here we know that we have up to 8 years of translation right now. So what kind of work can a translator expect to be doing the first 1 to 3 years of their career?
Well, he has to contact several agencies. Hopefully he's lucky enough to undergo a test. And after these tests, start translating for these companies. If he has other skills and abilities, he can... concentrate like I do. I do voiceovers, I
right.
do interpretations, I do some simultaneous translation as well.
Right.
So there are several things that you can do, but if you don't study and if you don't know the markets in which you specialize in translating, I mean, he has to work a lot.
That's
Has to
right.
work a lot, study a lot, work a lot, contact people a lot, and that's basically it.
The first things, right. That's good. And many translators and participants with our certification program ask us about compensation levels in the industry. So, what should a translator within the industry expect to make after working for 3 years in the industry? What would be
I'll have to make a
realistic?
calculation to pass it into dollars, but roughly, I would say after 3 years, he can be making around. Well, I don't know if I'm lucky, but after 3 years, I was making my $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
Right, that's great. And could you notice any difference after 5 to 7 years working as a translator? Did it increase the amount?
It has a little bit because I have some colleagues that are working with me.
Right.
So you can say that I am a small agency.
Right.
A little bit. It's stable. It's stable.
It's
Even
stable.
though the crisis last year and the year, beginning the year before,
Right.
or the end of the year before, I didn't undergo that. I didn't see that crisis so much.
Okay, that's a good news. And
But there again, you have to have the expertise in a certain kind of market. And in Brazil, we have certain kinds of markets that there is no crisis. The
right.
automotive industry, the tooling industry, petroleum industry.
Right, that's good. And what is the most appealing thing about working as a translator today?
Learning new things every day, no boredom.
No boredom, that's good. And what is the worst or most challenged part about working as a translator?
Expectations, the
Expectations.
anxiety of getting a new job.
Nice. And what are
That's
your.
what we have to that's what we have to fight against, not sit and wait for a job to come in. You have to go after it.
That's right. And what are your top 3 tips for translation professionals who want to have a very successful career in the industry?
Study.
Study. There you go.
And don't overestimate your knowledge.
All right.
That is the biggest challenge as well, by the way. Sorry.
Okay, that's
coming
fine.
back a little bit. The aspect is the availability and commitment, because you have to respect the delivery terms.
That's right.
Sometimes schedule is difficult to administrate.
Okay.
Sometimes you overestimate your words per day, your production.
Right.
And all of a sudden, a translation comes with terms that are a little bit more difficult or more specific to a certain market.
Right.
And so you overestimate, and you can not deliver on time, and that's when you're dead.
Right. And what is the number one most costly mistake that you have made within your translation career that you could share with others to help them avoid making the same mistake? Does anything come to mind that others could learn from?
Well, again, don't overestimate your knowledge.
Right.
If you don't understand law, don't try to understand legal translations. If you don't understand mining, don't try to translate mining.
Right.
Learn on it, but if you see the market is that one, learn about it and go deep into it, but don't try to do it if you cannot deliver, if you're not sure of what you can do, or have a good oh, but now the name lost me. Have a good Someone that revises what you have done. Oop, I forgot that name. Just escaped.
The...
A reviser?
A reviser, an editor?
An editor, if you wish. But have a good one. That's the best thing you can
That's very important.
A tutor, huh? Yeah,
a good tutor.
There
you go. Uh-huh, tutor is always important to have, that's true. And here for our last question, many professionals pay a few $100s to complete the Certified Translation Professional Program, the CTP. And I was wondering if you had any other last piece of advice you could provide or something you'd like to emphasize from this interview today that would be worth at least $400 to most translators over the length of their career. So do you have a $400 piece of advice that you could provide to everyone listening? I know they talked a lot about knowledge. This is very important to succeed as a translator. So do you still believe that this would be your $400 piece of advice, or do you have something else to share with us today?
CTP program is one of the most cost beneficial I have seen. I think it's the most cost beneficial I have seen. In a very short while, for a very low cost, you get the certificate, and it makes a hell of a lot of difference.
That's good to hear. Thank you. So, Paulo, thank you very much for your time today. I think that we have reached the end of our interview.
Well, I thank you for calling me and having me be part of one of the interviews, and success to CTP.
Yeah,
anything you might need from Brazil, please don't hesitate.
Thank you very, very much for your time today.
Thank you very much for calling again, Adriana.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.